what you wanted?
Yes.
You got Larry O'Brien?
Yes, and I have something else to tell you.
Okay. I want you.
We understand we picked up two or three different ones today and lost two or three, and one of them's Pat's Everett. You know anything about that?
No.
He told Bill that his administrative assistant told some of them up on Hill he wouldn't come back, and he told Bill that he wasn't going to be able to make it, or afraid he wouldn't.
No. I hadn't heard that, but Henry Wilson, this one as I was leaving a while ago, reported that the NAM and the Farm Bureau and others have cranked up tremendous proportions up there. They're all over the hill. Now, Henry is to call me a little bit later on some of these things that we wanted to check out. I didn't get any details from him. He certainly didn't mention Fats Everett to me.
Now, you've been talking to Fats Everett.
Yeah, I talked to Fats as recently as Sunday night.
Here or down there?
Here.
He told you he'd to get all the rest of them back.
Yes, in fact, he and I briefly discussed the plane, and everything was in order. In fact, I discussed it with him in person on Sunday night.
Did you have any changes today?
No. No, we've had some opposition hardened. Otis Pike, for one, that I had hoped would finally come, was that flatly under no conditions. He's afraid that he put it, that we're trying to move Harlem Negroes into his district. We haven't had any changes. We went over that thing up there with Landrum and Carl Benson and the leadership. And
what agreement did you reach?
Well, the judgment was that they would go with the
amendment.
The amendment, and we went over the names and decided that 10 or 11 of these people were more reasonable targets, conceivably with the amendment than without it, and. Finally, it was just an overwhelming opinion, as you undoubtedly detected in your office. So that's where we are. I'm not really concerned that we'll lose any of these guys. I'm just going to make damn sure that they don't start getting a little nervous. None of them might talk to you, Carrie, today, and he wasn't at all nervous about it.
Now, what's your last count?
I have 198 Democrats. 10 Republicans. Now that, Sarge, let's see. Here's something. Trying to find the one. Oh, Ohio. Sarge is claiming one in Ohio. I'm looking for it now.
Bill Sargent's claiming one in Ohio. Is he going to get
Harsha?
Harsha, Ohio, do you know that? Bill says no, it's a question mark.
Yeah. So that's where we are. We're just, at this point, not picking them up off this...
What effect is our asking Congress for a resolution to support us in Southeast Asia and bombing hell out of the Vietnamese tonight? What effect will that have on this bill? Will it kill it or help us?
It won't hurt us, but I just don't know if it'll help or not.
I think you'd be a little more reluctant to vote against the president.
I would think so. It certainly is not going to hurt us.
And they ought to be personally attacking us too much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Any other news?
No, nothing to disturb you with tonight. In other words, I haven't anything important. What time are you going on?
I don't know. We got to wait till we see when we get over the targets.
Yeah. Well, I noted just before you called on television, they said that you were going on.
Yeah, we want to see whenever we get on over the target.
Well, good luck.
God, I hope we do. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Bye.